Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Let's start with the Albany County Comptroller, Mike Connors. He's made an assertion. You're covering this story. It's ongoing. What's happening?
Yeah, this is a story one of our editors, Brendan Lyons, has been following for months. Albany County Comptroller Mike Connors on Monday said his office has been blocked from interviewing 15 county employees as part of his office's investigation into allegations that county workers on government time were assisting County Executive Dan McCoy's 2015 reelection campaign. Connors is leaving office at the end of the month, and he and McCoy have clashed over this for months, has been engaged in a long battle with the county executive's office over Connors' effort to ferret out allegations also of quote-unquote seldom show jobs in McCoy's administration. And he's also looking into assertions from whistleblowers who said that there was a systematic practice of county employees performing campaign work during regular taxpayer-funded business hours. The work by Connors' office included hiring a forensic auditing firm that reviewed millions of payrolls, Connors said Monday. They're comparing time and attendance records to campaign-related emails sent through county servers or that used private email accounts. McCoy has declined to discuss Connors' assertions and did so again yesterday. A spokeswoman for the county executive called the allegations baseless.
Well, your editor, Rex Smith, calls this next story a golly, Martha, when a husband turns to his wife and says, golly, Martha, will you look at that? There are plans, apparently, at a local apartment complex to DNA test dog poop?
Yeah, that's correct. Apparently, this is a thing that you can do and has been done for some time. I believe This American Life did a segment on it at some point in the past. And, in Niskayuna, in the Iroquois Village apartment complex, there are some residents making a stink over an email they got last week from the management there saying that they must bring their dogs in for DNA testing because they are going to send out dog droppings that are left in public spots for analysis by a company called Mr. Dog Poop. The company notes on their website there is no Mrs. Dog Poop. They will penalize residents of the complex if a sample comes back and can be connected to their dog. Some residents are upset about it, calling it an invasion of privacy. Others say they've seen dog owners open the front door to their apartments and let their dogs run out and take care of things in public spots and then run back in without ever having the owner go out and clean it up. This is supposed to take effect after the first of the year, and it'll come with heavy fines.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Dave.